Thank you, Lord. This is Sunday morning, 2/21/21. I like that, 2/21/21. This is what the Lord spoke to me about how the transition is going to take place. And I'm talking about the presidential situation.
Is this Prophet's Corner?
Yes, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is called Just Like David and Saul. Second Samuel 3:1 says, Now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. The Lord said, this is what you're observing right now in this nation. I know everybody wants it, you know. It's not going to happen that way. A slow turn, like I liken it to the cruise ship we were on in Hawaii when there was a volcano and the captain turned the boat so that each side of the ship could see the volcano. It took an hour for him to make a turn. Slow, you barely knew you were even moving. This is how it's going to happen. It's like patriotism, nationalism, a return to the Constitution and God is gaining momentum and the others being canceled out. That's exactly the way it was. A slow turn like a large ship. Yes, it's turning, but you don't perceive it because it's so slow. We're starting to see the president start coming out again, coming out. Little by little, it's slow. You've seen even the Democratic Party, they're going, this joker, we've got to get him out of here. You already see old Camel Toe stepping up and doing his duties, which they're just actors, so don't get too upset about that. But that's my point. All this has already been done. It's already been dealt with. And a lot of these are just actors playing a part. So we don't need to get too bent out of shape about it. All right. I'm going to read to you 2 Samuel right quick. Just a few scriptures here. Probably if you look throughout history when there was regime changes, nothing happened overnight. It was like out with the old and in with the new. All right, this is 2 Samuel 1:7. Is that right? Let me look here. Yep, that's what I got. I don't think that's right. Just a minute. I forgot to write down the chapter. That's my problem. Just a second. Oh. I think it's chapter 5 here. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David and to Hebron and spake, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that led us out and brought us in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king of Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed King David king over Israel. Now he was king of Judah for like 7 years, close to that, before he ever became over all of it. David was 30 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. Now, these are just my thoughts here. You can do with what you want. Judah was a southern kingdom. Texas is a southern state. Most red states are the southern states. have heard many times since the election about the president never returning to D.C., and Texas is where he will relocate. Just food for thought. Also, Texas has been pushing for secession. It's common knowledge now that all states will have to break free from the corporation and rejoin the union. They'll have to choose. Could it possibly mean that we have the Republic of the Southern States for a time before the entire country comes on board? It's a possibility. I've had those thoughts. The kingdom of God is advancing forward, but that does not mean that overnight that everyone will be on board. It will take time. Just like David's reign increased and Saul's decreased, it will take time for the effects of deep state kingdom to be purged and healed. Notice that David did not take up residence where Saul dwelt. He had his own place built. D.C. will be no more. We already know that. It's coming down. This is all a process that seems slow and you can't really tell that anything is happening. But if you look back, you can clearly see that a lot has happened. A lot of info has been dripped out. Just think about how it was in 2016 compared to now. What was unknown then is now common knowledge. Bottom line is that we are winning slowly but surely.